has to get a job.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody that was working on was for work.
Now, how did you get your first job?
Oh, well, I got my first job. But see, everybody, my neighborhood, my sister-in-law, she was working. There was the shop. They were all the people in the shop. Everyone was so busy.
They were all working at Hart Schaffner Market?
At Schaffner Market, some Schaffner Market. Company Harm, you know, they got a lot of, little just like your Chicago big. Everyone was so busy. I worked in the pants shop when I come.
You were a pants maker?
Yeah.
That was the first job you had was
in
the pants shop?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you do exactly?
We was put them on line inside, you know, the belt. You was a sew inside. After we see, you was a sew. This is belt. You sew after the belt. We sew after we must put them on a line. See, we must sew the line. See.
Mm-hmm. Hand stitching.
Yeah. Small stitch. We must put them on 18 stitch.
An inch?
An inch. And you see, 1 inch. And 7 of us make 18 stitch. The following year of a rule, you know, measure. And say they count. And so now it's 18 stitch.
If it
they
wasn't 18, they cut it off.
We must put them on again.
And how were you paid? Were you paid by the piece rate?
Piece. 6 cents pair.
How long would it take you to do one pair?
Oh, I tell you, honey. I don't know. Maybe every day, one day.
For one pair?
Sure. Because, especially the first time, we don't was daytime piece work. Eh? See, we start the fly. We make the little things, you know, the fry after we bake, so it take a lot of time. When I come, you know, for the first week, I think I make only $2. After 2 weeks, we're going to strike.
The strike started after you were here 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks, yeah.
Now, when you first came, did you join the union? Right away, there was
a
union.
Then there was a union. Anyway, well, they joined, we pay 50 cents, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
See, the time now, they were $4, $5 now.
Were you in the shop that walked out, the first shop that walked out of the 15 girls?
Oh, there was more than 15. All. I don't know how many people. All the buildings that gone out. I don't know how many hundred, how many thousand, I don't know. Because I checked for Mike.
Did you know what was going, did you understand what was going on?
No, they tell after the people, the translation house. See?
Mm-hmm.
After we go on the strike, everything is like. Everything is like 4 months. 4 months.
How did you feel about the strike?
Well, good thing I have my brother. Otherwise, I would just starve. I see. And we go in the morning, afternoon. We go. We live in the new year. You know, the smaller place. There was a talking. Yes.
Were there any speeches in Italian?
Oh yeah. Yes. That's why we gone, see. Yeah.
So by then you knew, understood what was happening.
Yeah. See. The same time my sister-in-law, she had a baby, I must have taken the baby, I must get there, you know. Yeah.
Did you understand anything about unions at that time?
Well, there was like a spent hours. You see, it was the truth. 6 cents one pair of pants. The people who make a dollar, how long? For make a dollar, 17 pair of pants. The people who was after they learn, you know, the fast, they was make a dollar, not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
$7 a week. It was make a $3 a week, $4 a week.
How much rent did you have to pay for this apartment that you all lived in? Do you remember how much rent they had to pay?
Oh, wherever I used to live? Oh, my brother. I think $10 or $8. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a cheap rent.
But so you all put money in for the rent?
My brother. My brother was work in the tax. They was help her to pay the house. I could pay. And they pay. Good thing I told you I have my brother. Otherwise.
Do you remember how the strike began? How did someone come up to you and tell you what was happening?
Well, the people that was talking, that told us, we're going to strike, we want more race, more money, see? And more money, and we're going to strike every day. Say, come on, every day.
And then did you go down to a place for meetings every day?
Well, we know nothing to do. When I know nothing to do, we come because we walk. And it was far, see? Sometimes, that time there was a 5 cents at the bus, so there was a car fare. We can pay the 5 cents because we know how the 5 cents, we walk. You know, the 22nd, we was walking on Vampion, Marquette. We was walk day and night.
Picketing.
No, the picking tree, when we was work too. Mm-hmm. We was walk too.
Oh, you walked to work too?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Where did you pick it?
Where we pick it? Oh, we pick, we go to Junior. At the Junior, we go there, and see, after there, I went to work at a different place.
During the strike or after the strike?
Yeah. Where the Noyo no strike were there. Yeah. My brother said, you go my hand, the share hand, and they call the pence 50 cents a pair. Ours was called 6 cents a pair. There was a different made in the pair. Yeah, I went over there. I worked there. Maybe a couple of weeks, I don't remember. And the lady, my brother, he said, you know, I got a $15. It was a sweepy. Yeah, $15. He's for what? He said, well, he said, they give it every 2 weeks. They don't give it for all a week. And they was bring the pants home. They was work day and night. 2 weeks, $15. Two weeks for $15. And she was sweeping. She make $15. She fell out. Well, 2 weeks and 2 nights. And she was happy. They don't want to give her every week, you know, the small money. Mm-hmm. This way they bring it. They got a little bit.
What, did you bring pants home to work on too?
Oh yeah, a lot. Oh yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I used to bring more pants.
Isn't that one of the things that the union was trying to stop?
Oh well, after that, there was no strike. Mm-hmm. See, this was the way we talked with our chef for Mark. This was another one shop. There was no strike. Mm-hmm. After we gonna strike. See, everybody, where we go, they want to make all of us like all the time.
You first were working at Hart, Schaffner and Marx.
Yeah, I
then respect. The strike came.
Yeah, every
and
day.
For a while you didn't work.
No.
And then you went to another shop that wasn't on strike yet.
Yeah. After they make a strike.
And then they made a strike.
A strike. Every stop. Mm-hmm. Mm. I was at too many stops, I guess. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. See, at the same time, that's the biggest story.
Oh, go on.
It's my daughter in law, they make fun of me, huh?
No, I'm just listening.
No, this is funny. I took a funny.
Oh, no, not at all.
No.
I'm not having trouble understanding you.
No?
No?
No.
Go on, tell me your story.
All right. We work the 2 weeks over there. You say, oh, she's going to go on the strike. And we go on the strike. All of the table, all the furniture, we go on the strike. And some of this there. The fall lady, she don't want to go. The strike, you see? Yeah. You see, my God. See, they say, Hen, my brother, she was the old lady, she was the old of the bunch. He said, come on, we go, we must have gone to sack, here we go. This is like a sheep, you know. See, now we go, minimum, the fall lady. The fall lady, she don't want to stop. You don't want to give it to me? They give me a knife, they give it to me.
To you?
Yeah. Take me a knife. They give it to me. You say somebody, they come with you. You know? I keep in my purse, see, I never use nothing in that, she put me to protect, see. And, here we go. At the same time, it was about 8 o'clock at the night time. We watch her. And when we watch her, when we see, she come the following, two police, both. Everybody, we gone there. She never gone.
The poor lady?
A poor lady. We run away.
Was this outside the factory there?
Yeah. Near where she live. Not the factory. Near where she get off of the car. She go home. Mm-hmm. We was behind some place inside. When we see everybody, we go. And she was between the two police. And she was the police to come. We see the kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so you were going to try and threaten her to go out?
That's all. We bunch. They call me, I must go. Just like, you must go. Yeah.
How many of you were there who followed her?
Well, maybe we were so 8, 10.
Yeah. All from the shop?
Yeah, in the shop, yeah.
Were the other people in the shop Italian?
Yeah. It was all about, so before, it was all Italian. That's why we no longer English.
Not really.
Was the four lady Italian, too?
Yes.
She was, too?
Yeah. Here we go. After, we have another one, the same strike. we was go someplace where there was work, we go picket. For not going to work, we was call it scap, you're scap. You call it scap. One time I make you laugh. We laughing. At that time we not laughing. See, there was the same bunch. They have a stick like that. And they put them on a big spike. So somebody put to give them in the head. Yeah. No, I was in the bunch. I never met her, you see. Well, they call me, the bunch, you see. But somebody was more tough, see. I was come of the radio, no longer an American. I was here, the talk, and I was here, everything, see. At the same time, near where I live, there was a lady, she going to work. to go on the step. She didn't want to step. The police had to come and take her, bring her there. And when the lady, she had a big stick in her head. A good thing that time, Rihanna had the big rats, you know. They give it, they pull the hair, and they pull the hair. And this lady, after they were like that, they go to New York. They bring the stick. At the same time, as it was in the morning, my brother come up. And this girl, before marriage, it was her girl. And they said, they was trying to give a lecture. And they see me. He said, come on, go home. And they send me home.
He didn't want you to be picketing?
No, I wanted to picketing because of that. I go to different places.
But so once it was explained to you, you really were all for it then?
Yeah, because it was not right to go work. Because there was a stop and nobody worked. The company, they was giving more money. Because they was working just like now. See, so the people, they don't work, they don't want to sign. The same thing.
Did you call them scabs or did you use an Italian word? Do you remember?
I heard scab, that's all. Scab. Yeah.
So you never called them anything in Italian that's like scab in English?
We was a scab, that's all we call it. They learn as a scab because they go work. Then there was no right that they go work.
Yeah. Is there a name in Italian for scab?
There must be, but I don't know what it is.
A scab means the people that go take the bread, the bread. See, a scab. They go there, so they know to go work. The company. They sign if you have more money. Traditore, you know.
Is that what you would call them in Italian?
Sure, see. Because they never do right away. And there was a lot of like. Now, one time, there was a younger fellow. He was killed.
This was during the strike?
Yeah.
He was Italian, wasn't he, the one that was killed?
Yeah. He was 19 years old. It was, I think, 1911, because it was September, you know, sometime. This man, or this boy, there was a kid. Everybody, we go in the funeral. All of the Nino, just like now, in the line, he was in all the state. And the depot, all of the strike people, we come there, we live, we stay there, the train, what do they call?
The streetcar?
No, it's a train. Mm-hmm. You know, and The New York Depot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We go on the New York Depot.
Why did you go there?
Because there was the boy for funeral. See?
And the funeral was in the depot?
In the depot. Because they bring him someplace, they bring him in the train.
Oh, they were going to ship the body somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you were a pretty young girl, and you just had arrived from Italy 2 weeks before. What did you think about all this?
Well, what are you going to do? My neighbor wanted to come on. I was going to follow a crowd. See? And there was a session, you must have followed. Just like now, you think. They must have followed. When we was picket, we must have followed. Otherwise, after they sign the check for my sign, we're going to work. So
once the strike was over, you went back
after
to
4 years, yeah.
After 4 months?
4 months. And check for market was 4 months.
And then you were in the United Garment Workers then? This was before the amalgamated, you see. Did you pay dues before 1914?
No, 50 cents we was to pay. They want to resign, they pay 50 cents, that's all. Mm-hmm. Every month we pay 50 cents, that's all.
This was right after the strike?
Yeah, mm-hmm. When the strike, they started, we rejoin 50 cents. See, all of the strike people rejoin 50 cents.
Do you remember the name of the union then?
I don't know, we was in Chicago, I know the wall, and all state near the Vepion. Mm-hmm. There was a started in the wall.
Amalgamated?
No, amalgamated didn't actually start until 1914.
See.
It was the United Garment Workers, I think, was the name first.
No, you want to tell me the lady garment?
No, that was different.
My different name, anyway, I don't know.
Were you able to pay your dues out in the open, or did you have to sneak up?
Oh, no, 50 cents, that's all.
No. 50 cents a month?
A month, that's all. No.
When you went back to the shop then, what, did you continue the same work, or did you start another work?
Yeah, same work.
On the belt?
Yeah, on the belt, yeah.
And how much did you make then?
No, nobody knows. I don't know how much they raised at that time. I don't know how much they raised. I don't remember how much they raised at that time. The 6 cents, maybe 8 cents, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Did you get faster then?
The fast? Well, we must learn. Yeah. We don't make much money. We don't make much.
About how much would you make a week then, after the strike?
I tell, we don't make much. I tell her, nobody can make and the first one said it was make $6-7, but that was too much.
Can you remember how much you made?
Well, I don't remember. We don't make much. Mm-hmm. $4-5
a week,
that's all. Maybe
not. How many pants were you able to make in a day then, once you learned?
Well, So make $1, with 17 pair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could they give a percent? I don't know. I don't remember really.
And then you stayed at Hart, Schaffner & Marks for a while?
Yeah. Yeah. After they give a raise, the people they learn. With the people do with salon, they pay $14 a week. You know, little by little, that was all right. For the new year, you know. Mm-hmm. Before the new year, they was making up. The new year was wonderful, you see.
Did you keep doing the same work, or did you start doing other work?
Yeah, I was keeping the same work.
So you always kept doing the hand sewing on the...
Yeah, after... After I learned the armhole, after I marry, you know.
The armhole basting?
Yeah.
Is that where you met Sarah?
Yeah. Mhm. Sarah, I met her because she was a sharp business agent.
That was later.
I know work of it to her. No, I remember because it was, I seen in the New Year, so we not work over to her, mm-hmm. No.
How many people worked in the same shop that you were in? They were split into small shops.
Oh, a chair for Mike, big place, a thousand. Big, you have too many shops. Oh, a chair for Mike, big phone.
Do you remember which shop you were in? Didn't they have letters?
Oh, I was with Vampion. Mm-hmm. The first time we were on the strike, I was working on Vampion and Marquette, Vampion, near the river, you know. Mm-hmm. After, I go work at Madison and Marquette. Yes, I did.
So after the strike, you went to a different shop?
The same company.
Yeah, but to a different place.
Yeah.
But it was still a pants shop.
Pants shop, yeah. See, I don't come back no more, the lady the shot the gun. No. No, I know.
Did she go back as chair lady after the strike? This lady with the gun, did she go back?
Oh, she worked. She no friend because of she... Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, she worked.
She kept working?
Oh, yeah. Well, she have a protect for the company. They're going to take for the police. They bring, they come and take. She have a protect.
During the strike, before you went back to work, during the strike, did you ever get hit by the police or get arrested
no.
or anything?
No.
Did you ever get into fight with the scabs where they actually were hitting you or not?
No. No, I know it's enough fight. I know it's because I was in the bunch. You know, we know have no trouble. Well, somebody they have a trouble because they were for themselves. See, we was agreed on. We can talk. Let her go. When we go in the union, we come back home.
They were more or less moral support.
Yeah. See, one time we was. Well, north side, lady, she was take the pants home. He said, they find out who was, everybody we go there. I was from the bunch, see, you crowd, see. That some people, they have more nervous, you know. They go inside, they take pants. Yeah, I remember I was there at that time. But now I know was there. See, I was in the bunch. Mm-hmm. Now I know was in the trouble. Only that time I was in the trouble.
So whenever you found out that people did take work home, you would go, this bunch would go and try and stop them then?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you successful?
Well, for some things, after I was married, I can't go too much in the strike.
When did you get married?
Yeah. 1912.
And one year later?
No, 1 year and a half.
1910?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. But 18 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
18 months.
What, did your husband work in the shop?
No.
How did you meet him?
In the neighborhood, where I live. Yeah, where I live, in the same building.
Oh, he was in the same building?
Yeah.
Was he also from Sicily?
Yep, that's the same town.
From the same town?
Yeah. They know.
Did you know him before you came, though?
No, I don't know him. My brother, yeah.
Oh, your brother knew him?
Yeah.
Did they arrange the marriage, or did you decide?
No, they arranged.
Oh, so he was older than you.
Yeah.
How old was he? So you were only 19.
18.
Yeah. And how old was he?
27.
Did he have children already, too?
Two
children. So you had a family to birth from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. I was in trouble. I got more trouble.
Well, in those days, everybody had to look for a home.
So your brother arranged with him for you to be married?
Oh, no, my brother didn't want me.
Oh, he didn't want you to?
No. He was against.
Why was he against it?
Well, just like she told you, there was a widow, see?
He was a widower and he had responsibility to take an 18-year-old for
that. Or sister, they fixed for me. And niece, they fixed for me. See, somebody. No. No, my brother. No, my brother. Hey.
Strong mind even then, huh?
Oh.
You still had a strong mind when you were young.
No, I know it was strong. I was ashamed. I tell you, I was thinking, keep her something that was.
You needed a home too.
Why were you ashamed?
I married for the husband of two children, you see, because I was a young girl.
And they thought young girls should marry single fellows, you know, the old
see. And after my brother they find out, they don't want to get, see. And my husband, he said, you must be you, that's how.
So you got married secretly?
We gone downtown, marry in the court, we marry in the church at her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is against the wishes of her.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he had... He lived with his children in the same building, so you just moved in there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How old were the children then?
One of five. One of...
Three and five. Only 2 years.
Yeah, that's it. Three and five.
And what was your husband's name? Franco?
Frank. Francesco. Frank. Frank. Francesco. You know, Italiano, Francesco.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Frank.
And what did he do? Was he a tailor?
No. He was a belly laborer. Uh-huh. Belly laborer. He was worked on the track. So he was doing everything. You know, that time, nobody was particular. They're glad. See, that time, our time, three, 4 months, they have worked in the belly labor after no more work.
The winter months, they could never work.
See? And there was a fine on the track. When they got to work, they go. Where did the fine they go? See, we never was going for charity. No. Yeah. See, nobody give a charity, just like now.
But weren't there a lot of fraternal organizations of Italians who would look after each other, weren't there? So that if someone, like say someone died in the family, then the group would give them a little bit of money.
Talking about a società.
A società when the...
You had
to pay into when it was sick, there was a pay $5 a week.
Mm-hmm.
When it was sick, yeah, it was a society. Mm-hmm. And when it was well, they don't give nothing. It was trying to do something.
Mm-hmm. Were you very religious then? Did you go to church a lot?
Oh, yes, we was, yeah.
During the strike, did the church support the strike at all? Or were they
No, they didn't support. Oh, no.
Did they talk against it?
No, I tell you the truth. And I was so... No.
Because what the priest had to say usually had quite an influence on people, didn't it?
See, that time we was going to church and not too near. We was, you know, we was a Catholic, yeah. But we don't have no time because we was working. Yeah.
Now, after you were married, did you keep working then?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I'll keep working, sure. My husband and I own a job. We was a four in the family house, even if we pay $8 a month, about $8 a month.
How many rooms did you have then, where you lived with your husband?
Oh, three rooms. Uh-huh. Bedroom, living room, a kitchen. Yeah.
And where was the water, in the hall?
Yeah, the water was in the kitchen. In the
No, maybe in the hallway. No, in the hall. Yeah, I think.
In the hall?
Oh no. The washroom we have in the hall.
In the hall.
Yeah.
But the water, you had water.
I think we have water.
But he said
Ace
was in the house.
I have water. I think we have water.
In the kitchen.
I think so. When I was a single, I had water in the kitchen. And when I was a single, we was in the porch, the washroom, we was going six family.
Yeah.
Six families shared it?
The washroom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No tub. No washtub. No.
Where would you bathe?
Well.
Did you go to the bathhouse?
When they put them on, they make a park after well. Now we have a top, and we make in the top wash.
Yeah. So how? I just want to get a little bit of information to know what to go into with you next time. You kept working till when? Did you work all your life, or did you ever quit?
See, when I married, you want to know? See, when I married, I work when my son was 7 months after I quit. After I quit, I have the second one, I have the third one, and after the third one, he died. I started work all of my life. That's all.
So, when was your first one born?
1913. 1913 is the second. And what was the youngest one? 2 years later?
No, 7 months.
No, but between Phil and the youngest baby. 1916,
1917? 1917
would have been
2 years. See, the first war, the boy was dead.
Oh. About 1917, yeah. So from 1913 to 19...
Yeah, I was work for the first war. Oh, yes. I remember I was working on the Scotch Well Milk. Yeah.
So you worked at Hart Schaffner Marks till you quit when you were pregnant?
Yeah.
So till 1913,
said? No. Yeah, 13. Yeah, that's something like that, yeah.
And you did the same work the whole time, the belt, the pant lining?
Yeah. After I was working on the Gold Lady Garden, I worked the lady.
Oh, in the lady's garden?
Yeah, I was worked the true.
When was that?
After my boy died, I started.
Was
see, there was a lady, the tailor shop. We got a slack. At that time, the union didn't was a shrunk. We work half a day, and we go another one shop. Mm-hmm. We work half a day in one place, we was work another one half a day, we come back again. After we get off half a day, we go and work in a different place. After we don't have no work, one day, a friend of mine, we go downtown, and we see the one some help. You don't have to go in the union, they take you right away. I take him a job. I find a lady job. I find they pay me $28 a week.
That's high.
That's true. No, $28. Anyway, and after that, the lady, I was based, I was a based plate. Remember we have a suit, a plate. I was age based. Age based.
Now that was on ladies' clothes, right?
Ladies. Yeah.
Did you join the ILGWU then? Did you join the Women's Workers Union?
I think I worked a couple of years. I joined. Now after there was work three months after no more work.
Oh.
And I come back again. After two years, I come back to men tell her again.
Oh, so for about 3 years
on the women's clothes? Yeah. See, I was a suitor. 3 months at work and 3 months at home. 3 months at work, I was a suitor. Yes, I want to go men. This way, a little bit, I got a steady job,
Who took care of the children when you worked?
Well, I took care of my children. First, my sister Lodge was taking care. We was help each other. Yeah. After, when I have my two children, nursery to take care. I was in the nursery. There was two little children bigger. There was a take there. We was help. I have a hard life.